everybody. Welcome to the Because Show, the only podcast that asks you to crawl in its warm, comfy bed and snuggle up with them.
That, yes.
Yeah, correct. That,
that sounds really nice, actually.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I'm going to talk about it. This is Susan.
And Amy.
And we're the Because Show.
Yes, we are.
First things first, you guys. It is getting cold out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to let you know about something.
Do you think people who don't live in LA are like, shut the hell up, ladies? Like people, like yeah, your friend like, Diane in Alaska, mm-hmm. or just regular people who live in like Connecticut, are like, that's not cold.
Yeah.
We're like, brr, true. It's 72.
Ooh, brr.
But it does get cold here.
It does.
I was telling
you. It's down to like 40.
Yeah. I grew up in Chicago, so mm-hmm. I know cold, but sometimes in California, I just get this chill, like this bony chill I cannot get rid of.
Yeah.
You know?
It sucks.
Seems pretty unique to hear.
I'm going
to
tell you how to get rid of that bone cold chill.
All right, how?
All right, here's what you do.
This thing feels like an ad. It's going to be an ad.
You go online
mm-hmm.
and you look up Safe and Warm Technology by Soft Heat.
This is an ad.
It's a heated mattress pad. It's available at JCPenney's, mm-hmm. Kohl's, Bed Bath & Beyond. I think Amazon has it too. It's about $130 for a queen size.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what it is. It is a heated mattress pad, obviously, with little controls, and you control it on the left side and the right side. So mm-hmm. your significant other can have their own hot or cold bed. And it's a little thing that sits on your nightstand, and it has a dial, so you can have it a 2, which is just like barely warm, like someone just breathed mm-hmm. on your bed for you. Or you can turn it up to like a 7, and then it's like, ooh, toasty warm.
Yeah, that's warm.
And it's not like the old like electric blanket things. Mm-hmm. This is like different technology with like ultra thin wires or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You can wash it.
Mm-hmm.
Are
you being paid to talk about this product?
I'm not, but here's the thing.
Okay.
I love this product so much.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually telling my husband the other day, like, God, I wish that we would have gotten that mattress warmer thing for free because I'm going to talk it up.
Good.
And they owe me. Mm-hmm. They owe me. Yeah, if you live in a cold area, you know getting in your bed at night. You're mm-hmm. like,
yeah, I hate it.
Yeah. So
sometimes I get into my bed and then put on my pajamas under the covers because I'm so cold.
Yeah. Yeah. That happens.
Mm-hmm.
My husband used to, while I was in the bathroom brushing my teeth and everything, he used to lay on my side of the bed to like warm it up
that
for me.
That is very sweet.
Isn't that nice?
That's very sweet.
So instead of doing that for our anniversary or Christmas present or something a couple years ago, my in-laws got this mattress warmer thing for us, mm-hmm. and it is amazing.
Wow.
For anyone that gets cold
mm-hmm.
before you go to bed, it's like you can slip in your bed and it's like, it's toasty
warm. It's
like
sleeping in the toaster. That
it's
sounds really
so
nice. Yeah.
And then like before you drift off to sleep, you just reach over and push the button and it turns off.
It sounds nice. What if you forget and you wake up in a sweat and you're like, bah.
Then you reach over and turn it off in a sweat. Yeah.
That sounds very nice though.
Yeah, it's super nice. I highly recommend it to anyone. It makes your life happier.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that was good.
Yeah.
That was a good product placement in the Because Show.
Mm-hmm. And then you know what? If you like
we're still talking about it. All right, go on. Keep going.
Another good use for it is like in really cold weather.
Mm-hmm.
If you're having sex and like let's say your person is going down on you.
Your person,
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of kick the covers off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even though it's cold outside, your back is still laying on that nice warm.
Yeah, and their chin is warm.
And yeah, their hands are warm.
And their chin, because they're going down on you.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So it's really good. It's good for winter sex. It's good for winter
sleeping.
And all that. Cat loves it too.
All right.
There
Let's all get one.
The
Christmas is
end.
Coming.
Yep.
Should we talk about the holidays? They're coming.
Oh, the holidays.
Why do they come up so fast?
They really do.
It's
like, oh, it's Thanksgiving. Oh, and by the way, it's Christmas.
You're right. Right. It's like first day of school. Oh, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. It's because we get so busy.
I know.
It's been so
it's
crazy
like we've
this week.
We've done it for however old we are,
like
many years.
40 more years.
And it's a surprise all the time.
Yep.
It's like your period.
Yeah,
it's like you've had that for so many years. It's like, oh, that's why.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's like, why do I feel like I'm going to cry?
Right. Oh. Why do I want to punch somebody in the face? Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So can we just talk about nuts for a minute?
I would love to. Any kind of nuts.
Okay. These are male nuts testicles.
Oh, man nuts. Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's a thing called nutscaping.
Oh my God.
I don't think I talked about this before, but I may have.
Mm-hmm.
And if I have before, please forgive me. But it was on my phone and I didn't erase it yet. So I don't know. So anyways, what guys are doing are going to exotic places,
mm-hmm.
Pulling their pants down and taking a picture through their legs with their nutsack at the top of the photo.
I thought nutscaping was like trimming the hairs.
You'd think.
And making that all like whatever.
I think that's
whatever.
The old definition.
Okay.
And this is the new definition.
Okay.
Remember like planking?
Yeah.
You would think like, oh, you're building a patio.
Yes.
But no.
No.
So
that's
no, yeah.
disgusting.
Yeah. So there's a whole website for it. And
really?
Yeah, nutscaping. Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah. Dare you Google it? I dare
you. Yeah. I'm like, I want to see it. No, I don't. Yeah. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
We could do boobscaping.
Yeah, that's been done.
It's the same thing, not the same.
No. There's a tutorial on like how to get the correct angle and how to like hold the camera so you get the right.
Is there a tutorial about how to do it so nobody sees you and thinks you're completely insane
and
a flasher?
I think that's part of it. I'm not sure though.
Huh.
Yeah, so there's like, you know, the pyramids of Egypt, nutscaped.
Oh my God, that's horrible.
Yeah.
Wow.
So there you go, people.
Wow, you're on top of all the weird ass stuff going on.
Weird ass? No, weird nut stuff. Nutty.
Nutty. Stuff. That is nutty.
Yeah.
So, what else you got? Do we need to talk about Paris right now?
What about?
Are we going to talk about it? I feel like it's weird to not talk about it.
Okay, we can talk about it. Let's dig in.
All right.
You go first.
Okay. A horrible, horrible thing happened in Paris. That was very terrible. And I don't know. It scares me. Does it scare you?
It does.
Mm-hmm.
I like how they're saying that other clubs are having, like, no one's canceling anything, really. That they're just keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It does scare me, though. It does scare me because something like that could easily happen here.
I mean, the thing that scares me the most is, I was reading some article about ISIS and like who they are and what they want. And it says that what they ultimately want is the apocalypse. Like, it's not like to rule the world or to be the kid, you know what I mean? Everybody to live under their reign. They want to actually destroy the world.
Are like, they trying to like force the apocalypse to happen?
I think so. I think that's what they want. That's like their goal. Like the apocalypse.
Wow.
I know. In the name of whoever the
and
hell.
And isn't it like a couple million ISIS members? There's like a couple million.
Really?
Of them, right?
Really? I guess there are no like more like moderate ones. I don't know.
Moderate ISIS members?
Yeah, I know. The conservative, the reformed ones. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's awful.
I do know that I do have a very conservative, I'll just say friend because I don't want to say relative.
Uh-huh.
and he is like, he's just going nuts over this. It's just like, Muslims, blah blah blah. It's like you have to say ISIS.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah, you
that's
can't.
Just like what they want. It's like igniting that flame.
Exactly.
And we're all going to destroy each other. You know?
Yeah.
That's bad. I think you can see what you're saying, or you could see it the most in your Facebook feed.
Oh,
like those
God.
Examples of just people going bananas.
Yeah, I have several friends that like weeded out and defriended so many people.
Really?
Yeah, because of what people are saying in response to this. It's just crazy. Yeah.
I'm mostly friends with the bleeding heart liberals, so we're all pretty much on the same page.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is good. But yeah, it's awful.
It is awful.
So
and
this article also
said it's been happening all over the place.
I know. The article also said they thought, I mean, I didn't finish the whole thing because it was upsetting me, but they thought the key was not to like not for us or anyone to like actually destroy them, which is probably going to be impossible because like whack-a-mole, but to somehow harness that insane manic evil energy and get them to like self-immolate, to like destroy themselves, you know,
like turn them against
each other, somehow. Yeah, I don't know how that would work, but it's a good idea.
Yeah, you definitely have to use psychological warfare.
I think so. Yeah, I think you're right
on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I like the whack-a-mole.
Yeah, exactly.
That's because that's exactly what it is.
I know. You have to do something way more sophisticated.
Yeah.
All right. We can change the subject now.
Okay.
Something happier?
Yeah. What?
Okay, yeah. What else is there to talk about?
We're like, we don't have a list tonight to guide us, to guide our witty banter.
I have a story that's just sort of silly.
Okay.
Maybe it'll bring it up.
Do it.
So you know how I subscribe to Stitch Fix?
Yes.
So I got the next box this, I guess, last week, late last week.
Uh-huh.
And I was driving Benji home from school I was expecting it, whatever. And he was talking about the girls in his school. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, the girls in my school, all they ever talk about is clothes. They're like, blah, 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 shirt, blah, 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 blue hat, blah, 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 skirt with the flowers. He's like, it's so annoying. You know, I'm like, well, girls like that. I'm like, aren't the boys just like, blah, blah, Star Wars, blah, 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 you know? And he's like, well, not as much. Sometimes we're like, blah, blah, plants or blah, blah, you know, rocks or whatever. I'm like, okay. I'm like, well, girls are like that, but they'll grow out of it, whatever. Yeah. And then we got home and I got when the Stitch Fix. And I got the Stitch Fix box. Yeah. I was like, ooh, blue skirt, you know, blue hat, skirt with flowers. Like, I was so excited.
Oh my God.
Poor Benji was like, he got all like sibling rivalry with the Stitch Fix box. Like, he's all mad and then he like tried to take it away from me.
What?
And then he's like, I like you better when you're in a bad mood.
Oh my God.
I know.
You're like high on new clothes.
Totally. I was like, I can't talk to you now. Look at this. It's so cute. He's like, oh my gosh.
Oh man. Man.
It was really funny. God. I know.
I had to take Henry clothes shopping because he grew out of all of his jeans over the summer. So I realized this in September and I said, Henry, I realize that you grew out of all your jeans, but I'm not going to buy you any new jeans until you absolutely need them.
Mm-hmm.
So we had like a, you know, 60 degree day and I'm like, okay, it's time. Let's go. So we went to H&M. And he was so good about picking out clothes and trying them all on.
Oh, good.
So I was like, yay. Mm-hmm. So I spent like $160 at H&M. And he likes to get outfits like, okay, what pants are we going to get to match this shirt?
Oh, that's really cute.
What, you know, like what goes with this? Da, da, da. It was so adorable. And then every day after that, I think we went on Sunday. We went on Sunday. So every day he wore like a new outfit to school.
That's adorable.
So cute. I'm like, that's my boy, my little fashion plate.
Oh, Benji could not care less. The only thing he ever did is I bought him like once an orange shirt that said peace on it.
Yeah.
It was really cute. And he would only wear it inside out. Because he's kind of embarrassed. Aside from that, he does not care.
I know. It's like you can wear tie dye with plaid pants, kid.
Totally.
Whatever.
He probably would. Does not care. But that's good because I can still buy his clothes without him. I just go and get him and, you know.
That's nice.
He doesn't have an opinions except for that shirt.
Yeah. Yeah. You win some, you lose one.
Exactly.
All right. Well, are you going to do the, speaking of shopping, the Black Friday thing?
Oh, yeah. That's a tradition of
my
family.
That's your tradition. Yeah.
Oh, it's awful. And it's great. And we go every year. I go to Detroit every year for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a tradition, me and my two cousins and my mom, and now my other little cousin is going to go this year for the first time. And we go to the mall on Friday, and we go there early. And I have one cousin who's like a very, very, very dedicated shopper.
Mm-hmm.
And she's always got her coupons, and she knows the mall at the back of, like, the back of her hand, and she always knows where to go. And we always go, and it's fun.
Yeah.
By the end of it, we're done.
Yeah.
Completely done.
Nice.
But we go to the Somerset collection. It's not a mall.
What's
it's a collection.
That?
That's
how
fancy it is.
It's like
Southfield.
An outlet mall?
No, in Southfield, Michigan. It's just a regular mall.
Oh, okay.
It's like a fancy mall.
But it's like, it's got like the lowest end store is J. Crew or something?
Yeah. It's got like that side and then the other side of it is even fancier, you know?
Oh.
It's ridiculous. But it's fun. It's always fun. And there's always like, for so long, there was the politics because mom's like, my mom felt all this pressure to buy stuff for everybody. She's like, to me, she's like, well, I'm only going to spend $100 on each of you, but... for you, I'll buy something else, but don't tell your cousins. But I'm like, Mom, we're like 40. Like,
right.
We're good now.
Yeah.
Like, we're not 19 anymore.
Buy our clothes.
Like, I actually brought my own money and we're all fine, you know? But it's like, that dies really hard.
Oh, how funny.
Yeah.
I think this year, I'm always jealous every year because I don't get to go anywhere for Black Friday.
Mm.
I do the no buy Black Friday.
Okay.
Like, the worst I'll do is maybe, because we'll be in Palm Springs.
Mm.
So I'll like take the car and like, I'm going to go get a Starbucks.
Okay.
You know.
Good enough.
That's about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking I might give you $50.
Yeah.
And say, can you buy me something?
Oh, I would love to.
Can you,
that's a great idea.
What is it? Fashion box me?
Yes. I will totally fashion box you. Yes. I would be happy to. That's a really fun idea.
Yeah.
And I'll give you $4. You can buy me a Starbucks.
Okay.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Oh, that's a really fun idea.
So... have you ever been out on a Tuesday night? That sounds like a song, doesn't it?
Have you ever felt the moon and sat in its light? I have, but only because I work at home on Wednesdays.
Oh,
so Tuesday nights I like feel okay about going out, and even then I'll maybe go to dinner and that's it.
So Tuesday night is like baby Friday.
Yeah, it's like mini Friday.
Mini Friday. Yeah, yeah. So my husband and I went out to this new club in Hollywood.
What's the club?
The club is called Cloak and Dagger.
Mm-hmm.
And there are rules to this club. First of all, you have to have a card to get in.
Okay.
A card.
What kind of a card? Like an ID?
A club card.
All right.
A Cloak and Dagger card.
It sounds very
Now,
LA.
How does one get one of these, you might ask? You have to be given one by somebody that works for the club.
Thinks you're cool enough to go to the club?
Thinks you're cool enough to go to the club.
All right.
Okay. So luckily we knew the one of the partners that started the club.
Mm-hmm.
So he gave us a card. You also have to wear all black.
Okay.
They will turn you at the door if you are wearing gray.
Wow.
Yeah.
And your jeans?
Dark blue, navy blue? No.
Oh, all black.
Black.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. All black.
All right.
So there's that.
Can you show skin?
Yeah, you can show as much skin as you want.
Okay.
There was a girl there that had like a tiny, oh, you know what? It wasn't even a bra. It was one of those like underwire hold up your boobs, but no actual bra.
Oh, right. I've seen those. Those are hilarious.
And she had black tape over her nips.
Oh, it's one of those clubs.
And well, not really though. Okay. Like she was the most out there person and she had like a G-string on.
Wow.
And then like a full black lace bodysuit.
Wow.
But like pantsuit.
That sounds like a lot for a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tuesday.
That's a lot of Tuesday.
And then there's like this secret part of it.
Ooh, what's the secret part?
Well, I can't say because it's secret and you...
Oh, that's bullshit. What is it?
I'm not telling you.
You can't bring it up and then not tell us.
I'm sorry.
Man.
I will take you and then...
Do I have to wear black tape on my nips?
No.
All right.
You just have to wear all black.
Okay.
That's all. But yeah, it was really fun. It was an experience.
Okay.
It was an adventure. The club slash bar itself is very small.
Where is it?
It's in Hollywood.
Oh, that's right. You said that
already. One of those streets.
Okay. Good
enough. Like a side street. Mm-hmm. You like go downstairs and yeah, it's really cool. Really good drinks, very expensive drinks, but good. Really great music. Oh my God.
Oh.
It was, what do they call it? Like dark synth or something
what,
like that.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
It's like Bauhaus and Depeche Mode.
Oh, I like all that. That's okay
and,
with me.
And, oh, The Cure and like other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So while I was there, I'd had like maybe one drink. And I'm dancing with, because one of my friends showed up. And then these other two people were kind of with her. And then we were all dancing together. And it hit me like, oh my God. This is music that I listened to, you know, when I was in high school, junior high.
Mm-hmm.
And these are all, it was like all young, beautiful kids there. And I turned to my friend. I'm like, oh my God, is this retro music? I got
is
really,
it 80s night?
I'm like, oh shit.
Are you listening to the oldies right now?
Oh shit. Yeah. Am I rocking out to oldies?
Yeah. You sweating to the oldies a little bit?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, no, no. This is like timeless.
Yeah. You know, that's not true, right? It's classic.
It's classic.
It's a little bit. I mean, think of
it's
the 80s.
Current.
When we were, when it was the 80s, and we listened to that, the oldies was like the 50s stuff, right?
Yeah.
So
I
that's
know.
Like the same.
I know. That's what I was worried about.
Yeah, yeah. So
yes. Yeah. They're all like reassuring me like, no, no, this is great music. This is awesome.
I mean, it's still good. It's still all right to like
I'm like, I like to listen to the 60s in the 80s.
Exactly.
Ugh.
I know. But I have good news for you.
What?
Everybody's gonna fucking get old.
Oh, I know.
So everybody who's like young.
But I
now,
was rocking out so hard to it.
Oh, did you see me at the Duran Duran concert?
Yeah, I did.
Did you see how hard I rocked?
I did.
I rocked.
Yeah.
Shameless. Shamelessly rocking. And now you're making me want to go to that club since you talked about the music.
Yeah,
and
it's really
secret.
Good.
And the secret.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So now I guess I'm in.
All right.
I have something black. I'll find it.
Okay.
Whatever.
Well, we got an email.
Oh, I want to hear the email.
Okay. This is an email from Emily, and I'm just going to go ahead and read it, if that's cool. Or do you want to read it? You have a
I'll
good
read
reading.
It.
Yeah, you read it.
This is from Emily, sent today at 3:29. Hi, Susan and Amy. My name is Emily. I'm a 23-year-old listener from Ventura, kind of your neck of the woods. I love the Because Show. I think you all are the greatest and so real and inspiring. I just finished listening to your latest episode and wanted to add my input about Master of None. My friends and I are all obsessed with this show because it's a commentary on the big issues we're facing at this point in our lives, but it has a good balance of comedy incorporated. Amy mentioned that each episode kind of tackles a certain topic, and they're definitely all issues that are prominent in our lives. Sex and dating, finding a job, sexism, etc. After I watched the series and talked it over with some of my friends, we kind of came to the same conclusion that it made us feel terrible because it highlighted these things that we're struggling with and made us think about them. But at the same time, it made us feel better because it was sort of validation that everyone goes through these things. It isn't abnormal. I'm in the process of finishing up school and trying to find a job, which is frustrating. My roommate is dealing with sexism and racism in her job. I just had a serious talk with my boyfriend about a relationship and what our future could look like. And after watching these episodes, it's a reality check that kind of lays everything out on the table and says, hey, look, this is normal. This happens. Let's talk about it. Amy, I'm glad you're liking it. And Susan, I hope you give it another try. The first couple episodes are a bit slower, but it really picks up. You guys are the best. Emily. Okay, so first I want to say this is a very nicely written
email. This is a very nicely written
from
email.
A young woman. And I especially enjoy the fact that she used witch correctly with the comma before it.
And it's so sequential and she really explains her points.
She really does. This is very well written,
A
Emily.
Plus.
Yes, A plus on this. Over and above that, now I guess we can talk about the actual content.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I guess that didn't occur to me because I'm not dealing... I mean, everybody deals.
We have already dealt with all of the issues that are talked about.
I mean, not sexism and racism as much, but, you know, the boyfriend stuff, the younger people stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I guess that is pretty...
Well, sexism. You haven't dealt with sexism?
No, I said that's not, like, behind me. We're still dealing with that. But okay, as far as, like, the boyfriend stuff and the for getting a job stuff, you know, it's not as much. But, I guess it didn't... As much as I was enjoying the show, it didn't occur to me as much how universal a lot of that stuff is for people around that age.
Yeah.
So I bet that even gives it a bigger appeal.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess it was basically like I didn't mind the content. I didn't appreciate the humor, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Like it wasn't my brand of humor.
Yeah. No, I like the humor.
But I mean, once again, I only watched one episode.
Yeah. Maybe you should try the other ones.
Or I think maybe I should.
Since you don't have to watch them in order, I can see which ones I thought were the best and you can watch those.
That sounds great.
Yeah. All right, good. It's a deal. All right, Emily. We're trying it again.
All right, Emily.
It's a good show and it's funny and the music is good too.
Okay.
Whoever wrote that score did a good job.
That being said,
yes,
I've been so into the song Enjoy the Silence by Depeche Mode.
Oh, yeah. That's great. That shit's great.
Oh, that song is so good.
Good.
We'll play that on the outro, I guess.
I have a story. Okay. I didn't think I had any stories for this week, and now I have a really good one.
Okay.
And it's embarrassing, the best kind.
Ooh, okay.
So, did you hear what happened with Phil Collins?
No, I heard something about him.
So,
what
Phil
happened?
Collins retired, and then I guess he made this big announcement, I'm coming out of retirement.
Right, because he kind of retired, like, to... he had kids and he wanted to spend time with them or whatever.
Yeah. And he's old. He's super old.
Yeah.
It's like 102. Yeah. So, and he's super rich. So, but then he said, okay, I'm coming out of retirement. And some nasty little hipster dude was like, no, Phil Collins sucks. And like started this petition to stop him from making any more songs.
Oh my God.
This also made Facebook explode. My Facebook.
Oh,
there's like
my
a
God.
Lot of Facebook Phil Collins talk.
Okay.
Especially like from people my age, a friend of mine from high school was like, I don't care what you think. I like Phil Collins. Mm-hmm. Like he's good. And other people are like, no, he sucks. And people are like, he's good. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, that one song about the homeless people was terrible. You know, but then I'm like, but this song was good. And this song was good. And then I started listening to Phil Collins and then I could not stop. Then I was like, all Phil Collins all the time.
Genesis.
Genesis is awesome.
Yeah.
That Genesis, really like is. Follow You, Follow Me is a great song. Abacab's a great song.
Yeah.
Like it was like such a blast from the past. Like all this Phil Collins, and I was making Tim listen to it and he was not happy. And then I downloaded a bunch of it. And I'm like, I can't believe how much Phil Collins I just paid for because in 2 days I'm not gonna care anymore, which is exactly what happened.
Right.
I was like, can't stop. Oh my God, this is so good. Why the hell do I have all this Phil Collins?
Oh my God. You wanted to make a point.
I wanted to listen to more Phil Collins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should write Phil Collins a letter.
Mm-hmm.
Extolling your support for him.
I should.
I think that would make him feel really good.
I have a good story on top of that too.
Okay.
That is also Phil Collins related.
It's like a story sandwich.
And it's all Phil. Ooh. All Phil all the time.
Ooh, okay.
And everybody on our Facebook page, tell us your favorite Phil Collins song.
Oh, please
do. And your least favorite. So there's a This American Life. You know that show, right?
Yes.
So there's one, I forgot the theme. Maybe it's about breakups or something, but it's the most awesome one. It's about this girl who had a boyfriend. And she and her boyfriend used to listen to the song Against All Odds. You know?
Yeah.
Ironically. Yeah. Whatever. They were like, this is the worst song. Ha ha ha. We hate it. So cheesy. And then her boyfriend dumped her. And then she started listening to the song. She couldn't stop listening to it. And then it became non-ironic for her. It became like her... quintessential breakup song. She cried and she cried. You know what I mean? She just loved the song, Against All Odds. And then she decided that she was going to write her own breakup song.
Oh.
So she starts trying to write a breakup song. I guess she's a musician, you know, whatever. She starts trying to write it, She's like, she's really having trouble. She's like, I need Phil Collins to help me with the song. Because he's like the master of the breakup song. So somehow she finagles her way to Phil Collins.
Oh my God.
It's really funny. Like she has a friend who works on his tour, something, some kind of connection, you know? Right. And she gets him on the phone and they like record, they play the phone call where he's like helping her with a breakup song. He's like, well, you're making it too complicated. You really have to simplify. Here's what you talk about your feeling, you know, and all this stuff. And then she wrote the song and it was good. It was the best.
Nice. And they played the song?
I don't remember. No. I think so.
Let's cross our fingers.
But it was a really good episode.
Cool.
This American Life.
Was that a recent one?
Somewhat recent. You can find it online if you just look it up. But it was great.
Oh, how funny.
I know.
I'm looking forward to catching up on This American Life on our trip next week.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea.
So I'm going to, tell me if this is crazy. So Sunday morning, we're heading out for a 6-hour drive to Arizona.
That's crazy.
To stay, to stay with my folks. And then Thursday morning, we're getting back in the car, Thanksgiving morning, and driving 4 hours backwards to Palm Springs.
Wow.
And then...
Okay, I'm with you.
Okay, so Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday morning, we're driving back home to our house.
So Sunday through Wednesday, you'll be in Arizona. Thursday morning, Thanksgiving, 4 hours to Palm Springs.
Yeah.
Wow. That's all driving with two small children.
Yeah. That's my vacation.
I'm going to Detroit, so I still win.
Yeah. Oh, you win. Oh, you win.
We're flying into Chicago on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Night, driving to 4 hours to Detroit Thursday morning, driving back to Chicago Saturday night, flying back to LA on Sunday.
Oh my God.
I know.
Ugh.
All three of us.
Well, that'll be fun.
It'll be all right.
Yeah. Driving for 4 hours, like driving anywhere over 2 hours is airplane ticket time.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's a nice short flight.
Yeah.
All that stuff. But Thanksgiving is I would never miss Detroit because my family's there and I only really see them once a year.
Right.
But having said that, I'm also jealous of the people who stick around because it sounds like a nice mellow weekend in LA.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty nice.
Did you hear that all the artists are going to be moving to Detroit now?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Detroit's amazing.
Right.
Like I saw it last year, usually we just like go to the mall at my cousin's house and back to the mall. Yeah.
Yeah.
But my cousin's husband grew up in Detroit, and last year he gave me and some of the other family members like a little tour of what's going on there. It was incredible. It's like super, super uber, like hyperbole hip. You know what I mean? Like so hip. Little pockets, and then other places with just like bombed out, burned out, you know, ruins of Detroit. Like the Ford factory, just like total, it's really cool. I mean, it's awful and it's amazing.
Yeah. Like looks very dystopian.
Yeah. People lying down on the street, just taking a nap. You know? Wow. My cousin's daughter, her friend lives in a house that it's like an urban farm. Like all the whole block, like 3-4 houses. Right. Like this amazing urban farm. Everybody's at an urban farm. They all take care of each other, surrounded by the worst parts, you know, like the worst. It's a really interesting place.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy. It's like New Frontier.
Yeah.
Like yeah, old, it is. Old, it's like frontier, new frontier.
And it's like people, like there's no rules. Like people are just, and that's why, I mean, a lot of the artists are moving there, you know, because
cheap.
They will actually pay you to live there, I think, you know, and the houses are great and you can do your art and try not to get killed and you're in Detroit.
Great.
Yeah.
USA.
The USA. Remember when Geraldine was all obsessed with Detroit for a while? Yeah. She wanted to buy Eminem's house.
Uh-huh.
So there you go.
Didn't she want to buy Detroit?
I think she might have wanted to buy all of Detroit.
Yeah.
She's probably still working on that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So the laying down in the street, taking a nap, reminds me of when I went to pick up my little son, Charlie, today. So evidently they have this feast at his after school program.
Okay.
I guess it's supposed to be like Thanksgiving feast. So on Monday, I picked him up from the after school program, and they're like, oh, we're having our feast on Thursday if you want to sign up for something.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw there were already tons of parents that had signed up already. And looking at the column where they signed up on what to bring, it was like cupcakes, cake, cookies, chips, cupcakes, candy.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I was like, is this like a dessert feast, mm-hmm. or is it like an actual real food? She's like, yeah, not many people signed up to bring real food. I'm like, okay,
are you doing it now? Yeah.
I'll bring, you know, rolls and ham and cheese, and mm-hmm. they can make their own little sandwiches. She's like, oh yeah, that'd be great. Yeah. Yeah. Cause we need some real food. I'm like, great. I'm happy to oblige.
Mm-hmm.
So, this week was super, super, super busy, so I was not able to get out to the store to buy the supplies for Thursday. But what I did is I left school on Thursday, mm-hmm. at lunch,
mm-hmm.
drove to the grocery store,
wow.
bought all the stuff, came back just in time,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't really get to eat lunch, but, you know, I signed up for real food. I better bring real food.
Yeah.
So I put it in the fridge. And I told my kids, my fifth graders, okay, when it comes to the feast, there's something in the fridge, you know, mm-hmm. somebody go get it and bring it to the feast. Because I had to leave school okay. for a little while. So I leave after school because I had to go to my other son's parent conference. Come back later to pick up Charlie. Mm-hmm. This is after the feast. I get to school. It's like completely dark out. There's like 50 kids swarming the, we have like this big play structure, which no one is supposed to go on after school.
Why not?
Because it's dark.
Oh, okay.
And you could like break your leg.
Right, right, right. Yeah.
So I'm looking around. There's no adults. There's no after school people watching them. There's a kid barfing in the trash can next to the play structure.
It's like a nightmare scenario.
I'm like, what? They're yelling, just screaming. Like, because all they ate was cupcakes,
right.
chips, candy.
Did they forget your food?
Wait for it.
Oh,
wait,
sorry. Okay. I don't want to ruin it.
So I went in to sign Charlie out. Luckily, Charlie was in the auditorium. So mm-hmm. he wasn't part of this craziness. This, what is it? A bacal?
Yeah, bacchanalian.
Bacchanalian, yeah, like, adventure.
Like orgy there. Yeah.
Jesus. And I'm like, oh, you know, we're not supposed to really play on the structure when mm-hmm. it's so dark, and there really should only be like 20 kids on it at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh yeah, crazy kids.
Oh,
like, and there's a kid barfing in the garbage uh-huh. can. He's like, oh, he probably ate too much.
Oh my
he's
God.
Like, what the fuck? Get wow. off your fucking ass and get out there and take care of it. Yeah. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
And so I signed Charlie out, and on my way out, there was another teacher just like leaning on the doorway,
mm-hmm.
not a teacher, an after school program person.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, I'm like, you know, we're not really supposed to be on the play structure when it's completely dark out.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like kindergartners to sixth graders all mm-hmm. running around going crazy. And she's like, oh, you guys settle down.
Oh geez.
That was it.
Oh my God.
And then walking Charlie out, Charlie's like, I want to go on the play structure.
No.
I want to go on the,
mm-hmm.
And they started screaming because he wanted to play with all those crazy kids.
Yeah.
I'm like, no way are you going on there, Charlie. We got to go. So on my way out, I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm just going to check the fridge and make sure that food got to mm-hmm. the thing. Because if it's still in the fridge, I'm taking it home.
Yeah, sure. We'll have it for dinner.
So I walk in the teacher's lounge mm-hmm. and on the big table there, the ham and the cheese out of the bag on the table. This is not where the food was served. This is just okay. the teacher's lounge.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't even opened. It was just sitting on the table. And yeah. like they didn't even use it. It was out on the table.
So they took it out of the fridge.
Took it out of the fridge.
Left it there.
Out of the bag.
Oh, wow.
And just left it on the table.
Wow.
Because all the food was served over by the cafeteria.
Okay.
Completely different area.
They remembered to take it out of the fridge.
They remembered to take it out of yeah. the fridge, but thought like, real food?
Nah, we don't need that. Nah. Let's leave it out on the table so it goes bad and then Susan can't eat it either.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, luckily I felt it and it was
still cold. I'm sure it was fine.
It was cold.
Sure it was fine.
Yeah.
But wow.
Yeah. So I'm like, well, I'm taking it home, I guess.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
God. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah,
and I'm
messed
like,
up.
Fucking after school program.
Those assholes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Huh. That stinks.
Yeah. So anyway.
And when I did come here tonight, Charlie was sleeping like a log on the couch. Yeah. He tired himself out.
Oh, I'm sure. Like, and I was trying to ask him, like, Charlie, what did you eat? What did you eat for your feast? Mm-hmm. And he's like, nothing. Because he was crying from not being able to play. He's like, yeah. Nothing. Nothing. Aww. I'm like, okay. And like, secretly, I'm hoping that you mm-hmm. ate nothing of that crap was provided yeah. for you. Jesus.
I know. God damn people.
Oh, my God.
I'm a little down with people this week.
I'm a little down with people.
Yeah, I don't want to be that way. I'm usually not, but this week I'm feeling a little down with people.
Yeah. Fuck them.
People are lame.
But not our listeners.
But not our listeners and not us, and usually not people. Not most people.
Not most people.
But yeah. We just I had to have a moment.
Just those few select few.
Yeah. Who kind of suck.
Yeah.
Totally.
So I have an interesting idea, Amy, and I wanted to just kind of throw this out there.
Okay.
And it's not ending the podcast. Don't worry. I'm not going to throw that out there. Here's my crazy idea. Okay. Remember a long time ago mm-hmm. when we were doing the podcast mm-hmm. and we'd have like funny stories or whatever?
Yes.
Here's what I was thinking. Hmm. We like take little snippets of our old podcast and do a little featurette.
Like a clip show?
Not a clip show, but like a clip segment.
That sounds a good idea.
Yeah. All just right. from like scrape the bottom of the barrels.
Yeah. Just random clip, or would it be curated?
It would be curated, all probably.
Right. Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I like it.
Yeah.
I'm for it.
Because then, you know, we can go back to a show and be like, oh, God, that's that show where we told that funny story.
And then we can say what's happened since then.
Take the cream off the top.
I like it.
So to speak. And then just plop it in.
Let's do it.
Okay.
I'm all for it.
All right.
All right. Who are we going to make do it?
I think we both know who is going to help us do that.
Yes, we do. Thank you, Moth.
Thank you.
Thank you, Susan's husband.
Well, I'll help curate.
Okay, me too.
Yeah, it'll all be from the barrel, from when we recorded at your house.
Oh my gosh.
Like way back.
Oh, I would love that.
If we can even find those, I don't even know where
they are. Yeah, it's like the lost episodes.
Yeah.
All right,
they're on iTunes, right?
Well, okay, not lost.
Pretty much. Yeah, right. I mean,
it's a good idea.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
I'm all for it.
We'll do it. And to wrap up, everybody, you can find us on Twitter. Well, yeah, we were supposed to put something
you
up.
You can find us on Twitter.
You can find us on Twitter at The Because Show. Mm-hmm. You can also find us even more on Instagram at The Because Show.
You can really find us on Facebook.
You can super find
There's
us
actually
on
things going on our Facebook page. So come on over to Facebook.
Facebook page is good because you can comment and we'll see it and we'll like your comment.
Yeah, Jennifer Arrowroot. Caldecott. I just totally screwed that up. But she recommended some TV shows for me, which I appreciated. And other people, I'm looking for shows. I'm in between shows. I'm all sad. So everybody recommend shows to me.
Oh my God.
And I don't like science fiction.
I just threw that. Okay. I like science fiction.
Yeah.
Red Oaks.
Oh, what's that about?
It's about a country club on the East Coast.
Oh, that sounds good.
And it's set in the 80s.
Oh,
yeah, you would love it.
Okay, I'm all in.
Yeah, Red Oaks. Doing it. I watch it on Amazon Prime.
Okay, I have Amazon Prime. Okay. I also want to know if Nashville's any good because Tammy Taylor's in it.
I love her. John's mom watches that.
Okay.
I've watched some episodes.
Yeah.
It was enjoyable.
It's hard for me to see Coach or Tammy Taylor in anything but Friday Night Lights. Like, I find that's like cognitive dissonance.
Yeah.
So, as much as I love those guys, I can't really see them as anybody else but who they actually are, which is Coach and Tammy Taylor.
And Heroes is coming back.
Yeah, I wasn't that into that show.
Yeah, it was science fiction.
Yeah. I tried it. I was like, meh.
So I'm kind of looking forward to that.
Oh, good.
See what that's all about. If you want to email us, like Emily did.
Yeah, we might read it on the air like we did with Emily.
Yep.
Actually, we totally will.
We actually will.
Yeah.
becauseshow@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
So do that.
Yeah.
And
do it, you guys.
You can leave iTunes reviews.
And you should.
Tell us shows that you like.
Tell shows that you like. Review our show on iTunes.
Yeah.
And tune in 2 weeks. We have holidays next week.
Yep.
And you know what we'll do in 2 weeks?
What?
We'll have an unboxing for whatever I got you over Thanksgiving.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That's what we're gonna do.
Yeah. She's not gonna give it to me until it's on the air. So
exactly.
You get to hear my honest reaction.
Oh, thanks.
Boy. Oh, this is what you think I like.
Yeah,
huh?
Exactly. Okay. All right, thank you. All right, good.
A toe ring.
Yeah, you like the toe ring.
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
You anti-toe ring?
I'm anti-toe ring.
Why?
I don't like toe rings.
Okay.
Don't get me a toe ring. Earrings, I'm all for.
You're not getting any kind of rings now.
Okay.
Well, who knows? You're not getting any toe rings.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Toe rings are weird. All right. For me personally.
Okay, that's fine.
All right.
There's so much for you that's not weird. I'm so surprised that that's the thing that's weird.
I know. Okay. Oh, well.
All right, everybody. Have a great holiday.
Yep. Happy Turkey Day.
And we'll talk to you when we get back.
Okay, bye.
Bye, everyone. I don't care what you say. I don't play the same games you play. 'Cause I've been told